From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yaki reporting. U.S. National Security Advisor meets with Sharif in Islamabad. U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice has met in Islamabad with Pakistan's prime minister and other top officials to discuss terrorism and other issues. Ahead of the talks, U.S. State Department officials said the meetings would include discussions on terrorist and militant attacks emanating from Pakistani soil. After Rice met with Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, the Pakistani leader's office said little about the content of the talks, noting that they focused on matters of bilateral interest and the future of Pakistan-U.S. relations. The interior ministers of Britain, France, and Germany have called for a special meeting of European Union interior and justice ministers within the next 2 weeks to deal with the continent's escalating migrant crisis. Ministers said in a statement today they want to find concrete steps to resolve the growing migrant dilemma. Australian police pulled 3 children near death of dehydration from a van packed with 26 Syrian and South Asian refugees Saturday near the German border. Daya Ahmed, a migrant from Syria who has been en route from his home country to Germany, spoke with reporters in Austria.
When we heard about the people who die here with the smugglers, put them in a car, and they was afraid from mafia or some gangsters. And after that, we choose different way. We will not go by the smuggler. We're going to go by ourselves, like by walking.
On Saturday, Libyan authorities said 3 people were arrested on suspicion of launching a boat packed with migrants bound for Italy that sank Thursday in the Mediterranean. This is VOA News. Australian Al Jazeera journalist Peter Grest said today the sentences handed down to him and his 2 colleagues on Saturday were politically motivated. He said Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi now has the opportunity to undo that injustice and pardon the 3 journalists. An Egyptian court found all 3 journalists, Grest, Canadian national Mohamed Fahmy, and Egyptian Bahir Mohamed, guilty of supporting the banned Muslim Brotherhood and sentenced them to 3 years in prison. While Grest returned to Australia earlier this year, Mohamed and Fahmy remained free on bail in Egypt until Saturday when they were taken into custody. Church bells tolled Saturday in the U.S. city of New Orleans, Louisiana, and across large swaths of the Gulf Coast as residents marked the 10th anniversary of the deadly Hurricane Katrina. Former U.S. President Bill Clinton took part in a Saturday evening event.
We honor on this night in a solemn way those who lost their lives and those who love them. We honor in a grateful way on this night the people who, often at great risk to themselves, save lives over and over and over again. Some of them going days without sleep, without decent food, exposing themselves to disease.
Katrina left 1,800 people dead, more than 1 million displaced, and left 100,000 homes destroyed along the southern U.S. coast when it came ashore on August 29, 2005. Police in Thailand arrested a suspect Saturday in connection with a bombing earlier this month that killed 20 people. There were some indications and documents found on the suspect that he might be from Turkey, but as VOA Steve Herman reports, there is no official word on the country of the origin for the suspect.
Obviously, because of the stack of what appear to be real or fake Turkish passports, there's a lot of speculation that the individual is Turkish, and one of the passports with his photograph, and the passport appears to be fake, I should hasten to add, also lists a Turkish name. But the authorities have identified him as a foreign man. They have not confirmed that he is indeed Turkish.
Protesters took to the streets today for the second day of the 2-day rally in Malaysia's capital to demand the resignation of the prime minister, who is facing serious fraud allegations. Bersih, the country's leading civil society, wants Najib Razak to resign following revelations he received $700 million into his personal accounts from the government-owned 1MDB investment fund. While rally organizers claim Saturday's turnout was 200,000 people, police said it was under 30,000. I'm Susan Yaki in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.